弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，早晨让我们有这个机会，让我们能够在一起来聆听他的话语。
Praise the Lord, we have this opportunity this morning to listen to His words.
也感谢弟兄刚才的交通。
And I thank our brother for his fellowship.
喜欢逛 mall， 我们很多人都喜欢逛 mall。
Many of us like to go to the mall.
是琳琳满目的要来吸引我们要来购买。
All those various items are trying to, lure us to buy them.
感谢主，我们看不买。我们感谢主，这弟兄说的，他只看一看，他不买的。
Praise the Lord, we just look at them without buying them.
我们不要被这个世界所引诱。
May we not be lured by this world.
今天早晨呢要跟大家交通在路加福音十六章的主耶稣所讲的一个故事。
This morning I want to have a fellowship, on Luke chapter 16, a parable that, our Lord, told.
好，我们大家一起打开圣经，路加福音十六章，我们要读一到十三节。
Luke chapter 16, we'll read from verse 1 to verse 13.
路加福音十六章第一节，耶稣又对门徒说，有一个财主的管家，别人向他主人告他浪费主人的财物，主人叫他来对他说，我听见你这事怎么样呢？把你所经管的交代明白，因为你不能再做我的管家了。
He also said to his disciples, there was a certain rich man who had a steward, and an accusation was brought to him that this man was wasting his goods. So he called him and said to him, what is this I hear about you? Give an account of your stewardship, for you can no longer be steward.
那管家心里说，主人辞我，不用我再做管家，我将来要做什么？锄地呢？无力；讨饭呢？怕羞。我知道怎么行，好叫人在我不做管家之后，接我到他们家去。
Then the steward said within himself, "What shall I do? For my master is taking the stewardship away from me. I cannot dig. I am ashamed to beg. I have resolved what to do, that when I am put out of the stewardship."They may receive me into their houses.
于是把欠他主人债的一个一个的叫了来，又问头一个说，你欠我主人多少？他说100鲁油。管家说，拿你的账，快坐下，写50。又问一个说，你欠多少？他说100担麦子。管家说，拿你的账，写80。
So he called every one of his master's debtors to him.And said to the first, how much do you owe my master? And he said, 100 measures of oil. So he said to him, take your bill and sit down quickly and write 50. Then he said to another, and how much do you owe? So he said, 100 measures of wheat. And he said to him, take your bill and write 80.
第八节，主人就夸奖这不义的管家做事聪明，因为今世之子在世事之上比较比光明之子更加聪明。
Verse 8. So the master commended the unjust steward because he had dealt shrewdly. For the sons of this world are more shrewd in their generation than the sons of light.
我又告诉你们，要借着那不义的钱财结交朋友，到了钱财无用的时候，他们可以接你们到永存的帐幕里去。
And I say to you, make friends for yourselves by unrighteous mammon, that when you fail, they may receive you into an everlasting home.
人在最小的事上忠心，在大事上也忠心，在最小的事上不义，在大事上也不义。倘若你们在不义的钱财上不忠心，谁还把那真实的钱财托付你们呢？倘若你们在别人的东西上不忠心，谁还把你们自己的东西交给你们呢？
He who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much, and he who is unjust in what is least is unjust also in much. Therefore, if you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in what is another man's, who will give you what is your own?
十三节，一个仆人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你们不能用又侍奉神，又侍奉马门。
Verse 13, no servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and Mammon.
好，我们一点祷告。
I have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你，感谢你在你的恩典中，我们早晨能够聚在你的脚前。
Lord, we thank you in your grace that this morning we can gather before your feet.
主，实在求你照明我们心中的眼睛，看到主你是何等的爱我们。
May you enlighten our inner eyes to see that how much the Lord loves us.
祝福早晨的时间，愿讲的、听的、欢迎的都能同盟建造。
May you bless this time, and may the speaker, the translator, and the listeners can all build up together.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我们感谢主，这个故事或许大家已经读过很多遍了。
Praise the Lord, you may have read this story many times.
不过呢，我们知道主耶稣呢，在教导门徒的事上呢，很多时候都是用比喻讲故事。
Our Lord often told stories with parables.
所以我们仔细来看这一段故事的时候，
If you look carefully into this story,
因为这个故事呢，在四福音书里面呢，只有路加福音有。
Only the Gospel of Luke record this story.
里面很多的词呢，也只有整本圣经只有路加福音有。
Many words in this parable were only mentioned in Luke in the Gospel of Luke.
这一个比喻里面呢，有很多的词也是很不容易懂。主耶稣所要传递的是什么？
Many words in this story is hard to understand. So what the message of this parable?
过去几个月啊，周四的联长聚会刚读完路加福音。
And in the past months, in our Thursday elders meeting, we just finished the Gospel of Luke.
看到主耶稣在地上，他三年半的时间，他为了我们，他在十字架上，他死了。不过他三天后他复活了。
For three and a half years, our Lord, when he was on the earth, he died on the cross, and 3 days later, he rose again.
现在我们把十六章仔细的看一遍，我把它分段。
We'll look at this story carefully, and we divide it into paragraphs.
这一开始呢，这个故事呢，是从第一节到第八节。
From verse 1 to verse 8 is the story itself.
然后从第十节呢，从第九节呢到第十三节呢，是主耶稣说的话。
From verse 9 to verse 13 is what our Lord's teaching.
所以呢，我们如果仔细来看的话，这十六章这个故事的一开始呢，是主耶稣对门徒说这个比喻。
So from the beginning, that was the parable the Lord told to his disciples.
因为我们知道主耶稣是要教导门徒，预备他们当主离开的时候，他们在神的家中当如何行。
The Lord wanted to teach his disciples after his departure how these disciples behave in his house.
所以这个比喻是讲一个财主家中所发生的事情。
It talks about what happened in the house of a rich man.
讲到有一个管家。
There was a steward.
那别人呢？有人呢？向这个财主，向这个主人呢，说这个管家呢，浪费了主人的财物。
There was an accusation about this steward that he wasted his master's goods.
那问主人说该怎么办
？And he asked the master, "What should we do?"
果然，主人就说叫这个管家走路了，他不能再做我的管家。
And this master said he can no longer be the steward.
因为我们知道圣经在其他地方呢也有很多管家的比喻。
We know there are many other parables of stewards.
我们有知道有才干的比喻。
We have the parable of talents.
在那个比喻里面呢，主给五千的，给两千两的，给一千两的。
In our parable, some received five talents, some two, some one.
给五千两的赚五千两，给两千两的赚两千两， 主说他们是又良善又忠心的仆人。
The steward, the servants who were given 5 talents also gained 5 talents. The one who received 2 also gained 2. The Lord commended them that they were faithful and wise servants.
那个给一千两的呢，他把它藏起来，主就说他是又恶又懒的仆人。
And the one who received 1 hid it in the ground, and the Lord said he's a lazy and evil servant.
他没有浪费主人那一千两，就已经被说是又恶又懒。
He did not even waste the 1 talent. The Lord already said he's the evil servant.
这个管家呢，在这里的这个管家呢，他是浪费主人的财物。
And this
主人所交给他的，他没有去赚。而且把主人的钱财给浪费掉了。
This steward, he wasted his master's goods. What he received from his master, not only did he not gain more, but he even wasted.
那第三节到第四节呢，就讲到当这个管家知道他也被辞退，他要将要被辞退之后，他的反应。
This is the verse 3. That was the response of the steward.
他心中在讲，如果主人把我辞掉，我不再做管家，我将来要做什么？因为他就是做管家的，他不做管家，他不知道要做什么。
He said, "What should I do if my stewardship is taken away from me?"
他想一想，叫我去锄地吗？我没力。
I cannot dig.
叫我去讨饭吗？我又怕羞。
I am ashamed to beg.
他突然说，我知道怎么办。
Then he said, "I have resolved what to do."
他的方法就是，我知道有一个方法，还叫我在不做管家的时候，把我接到他们的家去，有人会接待我。
There was a way that someone may receive me into their house when I'm put out of the stewardship.
所以第五节到第七节就讲到这个管家他怎么做。
From verse 5 to verse 7 talks about how did he do that.
他就把欠主人债的一个一个的叫来。
He called every debtors.
然后说主人欠多少，他就自己把它减量。
And he decreased the amount that they owed their master.
就是欺骗他的主人，诓主人的，讹诈主人的钱财。
That's how he defrauded his master.
所以在这件事上，他很精明。
He's very shrewd in this matter.
所以在第八节，主人就夸奖这个不义的管家做事聪明。
So in verse 8, this master commended the unjust steward.
这个不义的管家这个词在整本圣经就出现过这么一次。
This word unjust steward only appeared once here in the whole scripture.
是主人夸奖不义的管家。
That is the master commended the unjust steward.
代表说是管家所做的是不对的，是不义的。
That means the steward, what the steward has done was unjust, not, was not right.
可是主人夸奖他。
However, the master commended.
主人夸奖他的原因是因为今世之子在世事上较比光明之子更加聪明。
The reason why the master commended him is that the sons of this world are more shrewd in their generation than the sons of light.
这里讲到世上的事。
It is talking about
the earthly matter. 在世上的事，今世之子比光明之子更加的聪明。
For the earthly matter, the sons of this world are more shrewd than the sons of light.
所以讲完故事之后呢，第九节开始就是我主耶稣开始说话了。
After the story, from verse 9, our Lord started to speak.
所以我们仔细看，主耶稣没有夸奖这个不义的管家，是主人夸奖不义的管家。
We'll see it here. Our Lord Jesus did not command this unjust steward. That was the master commanded the unjust steward.
所以从第九节开始，是主耶稣要门徒从这个不义的管家身上要学些，要怎么样来学些什么东西。
So from verse 9 on, our Lord Jesus was teaching the disciples what to learn from this story.
就告诉他们，你要用不义的钱财结交朋友。
He was telling them to make friends with unrighteous mammon.
那我们等一下再来讲什么叫做不义的钱财。
We'll talk about what is unrighteous mammon.
你要用这个不义的钱财结交朋友，有一天他们可以接你到永存的帐篷里去。
make friends with the unrighteous mammon, and one day they may receive you into an everlasting home.
第九节是这一段的一个很重要的一点，就是用不义的钱财为我们预备有一天我们可以到永存的帐篷里去。
Verse 9 is very important. It says, make friends, to use this unrighteous mammon. One day we will be received into an everlasting home.
所以就是刚才这诗歌所唱的，这世界归我家。
That is what the hymn had just said. This world is not my home.
我不过是客旅。
I'm only passing by.
我所珍贵的财宝是远藏在高天的深处。
My treasure is laid up beyond the blue.
所以主耶稣教导门徒要用不义的钱财结交朋友。
So our Lord taught the disciples to make friends with unrighteous mammon.
那从第十节到第十二节呢，主耶稣呢就在这个不义的钱财这件事上呢，我们怎么样来处地上的事跟天上的事来做一个解释。
How do we explain this matter about heavenly and earthly things from this story of unrighteous mammon?
十、十一、十二节呢是要一起看的。
We have to take verse 10 and verse 11, verse 12 together.
对称的啊，是对称的。最小的事还有一个大事。
It's symmetrical here. It has the least and the much.
什么是在这里他讲的小事呢？就是不义的钱财，别人的东西。
What is the least? That is unrighteous mammon and things of another's.
这里他的大事呢，是真实的钱财，自己的东西。
The much here is the true rich and also the things of our own.
所以等一下我们为这些词我们有一些交通。
We'll have some further fellowship later.
重要的是不管大事小事都要忠心。
What is important is that we need to be faithful in what is least and much.
如果你在小事上不义，在大事上也就不义。
If you are unjust in what is least, you will be unjust also in much.
这个义在圣经里面是很特别的一个词。
This unjust is a special word in the scripture.
主耶稣说我们因信称义。
Our Lord Jesus said we are justified by faith.
我们本来都是不义的。
We are all unjust.
我们是因着主耶稣的宝血，我们得以称义。
We are justified by the precious blood of our Lord Jesus.
所以这个意思也告诉我们，如果我们在小事上不义犯罪的话，我们在大事上我们也是犯罪的。
So if we sin in what is least, we also sin in what is much.
所以主耶稣在第十三节又做了一个总结。
And our Lord Jesus summarized in verse 13.
他说一个仆人不能侍奉两个主。
No servant can serve two masters.
你不是爱那个，就是恶那个。
For either you hate the one and love the other.
你不是重这个，就轻那个。
Or else you will be loyal to the one and despise the other.
我们不能侍奉神，又侍奉马门。
You cannot serve God and mammon.
所以这个故事，简单的来说，就告诉我们，我们有一个永存的帐篷，我们要预备自己到那永存的帐篷。
So simply speaking, this parable tells us we have an everlasting home. We should prepare ourselves to go to the everlasting home.
我们在地上，我们要忠心，不管是小事、大事。
We ought to be faithful in what is least and what is much on the earth.
因为一个仆人不能侍奉两个主。
Because one cannot serve two masters.
我们不能爱神又爱马门。
We cannot love God and mammon.
因为马太福音也告诉我们，我们的财宝在哪里，我们的心也在哪里。
But Gospel Matthew tells us where our treasure is, there our heart is also.
所以我们今天就是现在我已经把这个故事讲完了。
So now we have finished this parable.
所以大概信息就可以结束了。
I may conclude my message here.
我就借着这个内容，我们再有一些交通哈。
But we will have some further fellowship.
因为在一到八节里面呢，它有一个比较叫做今世之子跟光明之子。
From verse 1 to verse 8, there is a comparison here, the son of this world and the son of light.
就是在第八节这个主人所说的话。
That's what the master said in verse 8.
谁是今世之子呢？他这里所讲的就是那个不义的管家。
Who is the son of this world? It is the unjust steward.
那光明之子呢？是指神的儿女。
Sons of light are the children of God.
所以告诉我们，这个不义的管家，今世之子，尚且知道为他的未来，为他的结局，为他以后要往哪里去做准备。
Here, this son of this world, the unjust steward, even knows how to prepare for the future.
何况我们是光明之子，我们是神的儿女，更当为将来做准备。
How much more when it comes to sons of light, as children of God, we should also be prepared for the future.
我们要思想，我们是否有一天能够丰丰富富地进入神的国。
We should think about it, whether on that day we can enter into the kingdom of God abundantly.
就是主耶稣在第九节所说的天上永存的帐篷。
That is the everlasting home.
这是天上永远的家乡。
That was the everlasting home in heaven.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
我们来到地上，我们是空空的来，我们也是要空空的去。
We came in this world without nothing, and we will leave without nothing.
约伯他说：“我赐生于母胎，也必赐生归回。赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华。”
Job said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away."
我们都知道，我们有一天要空空的去。
We know that one day we will leave this world with nothing.
可是我们在这个世界，我们还是抓，我们放不下。
But we are not willing to let go. We still wanted to grasp in this world.
所以我们要学这个今世之子，我们要学他，我们要为我们以后要往哪里去，我们要有常常的来思想。
We should learn from this son of this world.To think about where we will go afterwards.
所以这里告诉我们，十六章九节告诉我们有一个永存的帐篷。
So in verse 9, it tells us there is an everlasting home.
所以相对的也告诉我们，我们在地上也有一个帐篷。
So it tells us also we actually have another home on the earth.
我们在这地上的帐篷是短暂的，是必朽坏的，必衰残的。
The tent we have on the earth is a transient, is corruptible.
这个帐篷不是我们的家。
This tent is not our home.
我们的家在天上。
Our home is in heaven.
所以我们如果仔细想这个比喻的话，主耶稣一直在告诉我们一件事情，地上的事和天上的事。
So if you meditate on this parable, our Lord is kept telling us the earthly and the heavenly.
我们要轻看地上的事，我们要重看天上的事。
We should despise what is on the earth and honor what is the heavenly.
这里讲到这个仆人呢，是贪爱不义的钱财。
Here, this unjust steward, I loved the unrighteous mammon.
我们在地上，很多时候我们也受到钱财的吸引。钱财的捆绑。
Oftentimes we are also subject to bondage of money on this earth.
所以箴言也告诉我们，不要定睛在虚无的钱财上，因为钱财必长翅膀，如鹰向天飞去。
The proverb tells us, "Your eyes, do not set your eyes on what is not. For riches certainly have themselves wings." And they fly away like an eagle toward heaven.
所以在开始主耶稣就讲到大事小事。
So, and then our Lord Jesus talks about the least and the much.
所以我们知道 我们要往哪里去？那我们今天活在这个地上，我们要知道什么是大事，什么是小事。
When we know where we will go after this life, and so on this earth, we should discern what is the least and what is much.
所以简单的话，我们可以这么说：地上的事就是小事。
Simply put, the earthly things are the least.
天上的事就是大事。
And the heavenly things are the much.
那小事重不重要？
And it's the least important.
小事很重要。
The least is also important.
因为这些小事会影响我们的大事。
Because this least will have effect on the much.
如果我们在小事上不忠心，在今生的生活世上的事情我们不忠心，我们怎么能够承受那天上的大事？
Because if we are unfaithful in what is least, in what in the earthly matter, this life, how can we be entrusted the heavenly much things?
所以保罗告诉我们，称义叫我们得救，可是我们还要成圣，就是我们在地上所要的各这样的小事，我们是为了这个成圣的道路。
So Paul tells us we are justified by faith, but we also should need to be sanctified on this earth through these least things.
主耶稣说这里是最小的事上中心。
Our Lord Jesus said, those who are faithful in what is least.
什么是最小的事？
What are the least?
我们每天都在做事。
We are doing things every day.
就像今天早上我们来聚会。
Like this morning we come to the meeting.
是不是准时来？这是一件小事。
Did we come on time?
That is the least thing. 是不是忠心的、准时的来到聚会的地方？
Are we faithfully come to the meeting on time?
我们拨饼的时候要排桌椅，排的整不整齐是小事，可是我们是不是忠心的来排？
We arrange the table and chairs for the table meeting. If we arrange it good, it's a least, but whether or not we are faithful, it's a much.
我们这个身体是神的殿。
This body is a temple of God.
我们有没有好好的照顾？
Are we taking care of it?
这好像是小事。
It seems like it is the least thing.
可是这个是一件大事。
But it is a much.
因为我们有好的身体，我们才可以来服侍主。我们才可以来走这一条人生的道路，我们才能够来见证主在我们身上的工作。
Because with a healthy body, then that we can serve the Lord well, and we can testify Him on the earth.
早上起来，第一件事我们做什么
？What's our first thing in the morning when we wake up？
这是个小事。
It seems the least thing.
我们就很习惯地做我们要做的。
We're used to what we do every day.
可是我们早上一起来就想到。神。
If we think about God in the morning when we wake up,
我们就来到神的面前。
We come before the Lord.
我们是不是忠心的在每一件我们的生活、起居、我们的工作、我们的孩子教养上面忠心的与神的托付
？Our daily life and our family and our raising our children, our job, are we faithfully? Are we faithful to the entrust of God?
我们来思想保罗。
We meditate on Paul.
圣经说保罗在蒙光照之前呢，他是向门徒呢口吐威吓、威吓凶煞的话。
The Bible says, before Saul was enlightened, He breathes threats and murder against disciples of the Lord.
他逼迫信主道的人。
And he persecuted the believers.
这是他以为对的事。
That's what he thought was right.
保罗是非常的忠心的。
He was very faithful.
他非常的忠心逼迫基督徒在那个时候。
He was very faithful in persecuting the believers.
还拿了文书从耶路撒冷要去大马色要去捉拿信这教的人。
And then he took the letter and from Jerusalem.
因为从耶路撒冷到大马色又有300公里。
And to bound the believers in Damascus. And from Damascus to Jerusalem, there was 300 kilometers.
所以走路的话 要走一个至少一个礼拜。
If you walk, you have to walk for at least 1 week.
可以保那时候保罗对逼迫基督徒非常的忠心，他就是肢体完死了，他喜悦。
But Paul was very faithful in persecuting the believers. He was pleased when Stephen was martyred.
可是他所做的是不义的，是不对的。
But what he did was unjust, was not right.
他不认识神。
He did not know the Lord.
所以保罗后来说他自己是罪魁中的罪魁。
Later on, Paul says, I am the chief among the sinners.
可是感谢主，在往大马色的路上，主向保罗显现。
But praise the Lord, our Lord appeared to Paul on his way to Damascus.
借着亚拿尼亚跟他说话。
And spoke to him through Ananias.
在使徒行传九章十五到十六节这么说。
In Acts chapter 9 verse 15 to 16, it says.
使徒行传九章十五节到十六节。
Acts 9, 15 to 16.
主对亚拿尼亚说，你只管去，他是我所拣选的器皿。在外邦人和君王并以色列人面前宣扬我的名，我也要指示他为我的名必须受许多的苦难。
The Lord said to him, Go, for he is a chosen vessel of mine to bear my name before Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel. For I will show him how many things he must suffer for my name's sake.
保罗这个时候是一个逼迫教会、逼迫信奉这道的人。
At this time, Paul was the one who persecuted the church.
保罗，主差遣亚拿尼亚来跟他说话。
Our Lord sent Ananias to speak to Paul.
如果我们读使徒行传的话，我们知道亚拿尼亚本来不要的，因为他知道保罗是逼迫这道的人。
If we read the Acts, so we know that initially Ananias were not willing to go because he know Paul persecuted the church.
最后亚拿尼亚还是顺服主，他来跟保罗按手说话。
But eventually, Ananias obeyed the Lord, and he laid hand on Paul and spoke to him.
这里说，主跟保罗说，你是我所拣选的器皿。
Our Lord told Paul, "He is, you are a chosen vessel, a vessel of mine."
弟兄姐妹们
，brothers and sisters，
我们也都是神所拣选的。
We are all chosen by God.
因为以弗所书说，在创世以前，神已经在基督耶稣里拣选了我们。
Because in the book of Ephesians it says, from before the foundation of the world, the Lord, God chose us in Christ Jesus.
神在我们每个人身上有一个美好的旨意。
God has a good will toward each and every one of us.
神不计较我们的过去。
God will not hold on our past.
神所要看的，我们在他的面前是不是忠心。
What God look for is that whether or not we are faithful before him.
所以在这里呢，主给保罗一个托付，要在外邦人和君王并以色列的面前宣扬我的名。
Here the word the Lord has entrusted Paul was to bear his name before Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel.
如果我们读使徒行传，我们读保罗书信，我们知道保罗承受了这个托付，他也成就了这个托付。
If you read Acts and if you read New Testament, we know that Paul received this entrust and he also accomplished this entrust.
保罗他最后可以在亚基帕王的面前说，我故此没有违背那从天上来的。
At last, he can say before King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision.
跟随主不是一条容易的道路。
It's not easy to follow the Lord.
因为第三点，主借着亚拿尼亚跟保罗说，为我的名必须受许多的苦难。
Because the Lord told Paul through Ananias that he must suffer many things for my name's sake.
所以我们读有关保罗的记载，我们知道保罗在地上是受尽了苦难，有一次被石头打得都快死了。
If you read a story about Paul, Paul has suffered much on the earth. One time he was even stoned to death.
然而保罗他愿意为主付出这样的代价。
But he was willing to pay that price for the Lord.
他说他向着标杆直跑。
He said he pressed toward the goal.
忘记背后，努力面前。
Forget those things that are behind and reaching forward.
感谢主，借着保罗
的
启示，他把神的福音这个万古的奥秘，今天向我们说出来。
Through Paul and our Lord revealed this ministry, this mystery from time began.
保罗在罗马书里面告诉我们，神在我们的身上有一个美好的旨意。
In Romans, Paul told us that God had this good will toward us.
我们要在基督里有一天，主要把我们磨成神的形象，我们要一起进到荣耀里面。
One day in our Lord will mold us into the image of Christ to enter into the everlasting glory.
那在这里呢，在十一节跟十二节这里呢，讲到不义的钱财，还有真实的钱财。
And here in verse 11 and verse 12, it talks about this unrighteous mammon and also the true riches.
不义的钱财其实就是别人的东西。
This unrighteous mammon is what of another man's.
真实的钱财才是自己的东西。
The true riches is what is our own.
那我们来看看这个钱财，它为什么叫它不义的钱财
？I see why it says this wealth is unrighteous mammon.
钱财呢有。弟兄们有两种不同的看法。
In regards to this mammon, its wealth, there are two different explanations.
说钱财呢，第一个呢，就是说钱财本身是中性的。
Some say wealth is neutral.
钱财所以因为不义呢，是因为它的来源跟它的用法不得当。
The reason why a wealth is called unrighteous because of its source and its usage.
如果你的钱财是抢来的、偷来的、讹诈来的，这就是不义的钱财。
If it was robbed or stolen or defrauded, and then those are unrighteous.
如果用在不正当的地方，像赌博啊、放高利贷啊等等啊，所以这些钱财是不义的。
If you use it unjustly, like gambling and usury and those are unrighteous.
所以钱财是中性的，它不义是因为你的用法或者是来源不义所造成的钱财不义。
So wealth is neutral. It's but it can be unrighteous because of the unrighteous sources and the usage.
那如果你是做工得工价来的，那钱财就没有什么不好，因为那是正当的。
But if you work for your wages, is the money, the wealth is not unrighteous.
那你用这些钱财呢，来养生、过日子、来奉献，这钱财是好的，没有什么不好。
If you use the money to live your life and to offer, and that's not unrighteous.
所以这个说法就是说，钱财本身是中性，看你怎么用。
This explanation says neutral wealth itself is neutral. It depends on how you use it.
有人说呢，钱财本身就是不义的。
But another explanation says wealth itself is unrighteous.
跟十三节这个有关。
We can it's from verse 13.
因为钱财要跟神夺取我们心中的地位。
Because wealth competes the position of with God in our hearts.
所以因为如此，他要来跟神抢夺我们心中的地位，所以这个钱财是个不义的钱财。
The wealth will rob this position of God in our hearts. So it is unrighteous.
所以我个人是觉得钱财是中性的。
But I personally, I think the wealth is neutral.
因为人的贪心让钱财变为不义。
Because of the covetousness of man, that made the wealth unrighteous.
因为人的贪心让这个钱财来抢夺神在我们心中的地位，所以是我们人让钱财不义。
Because of the greediness of man, we let this wealth took the took the position of God in our hearts.
所以呢，我们来看这个不义的钱财跟真实的钱财哈。
So we'll look at this unrighteous mammon and the true riches.
那不义的钱财呢，是今生的东西，这是小事。
This unrighteous mammon is an earthly thing. It's the least.
真实的钱财呢是大事。
And the true riches is a much.
天上真实的钱财是在天上主为我们所预备的。
The true riches is what the Lord has prepared in heaven.
才是我们自己的东西。
That is what our own.
才是神召我们的目的，要给我们的是那真实在天上的财宝。
That is the purpose of God's calling, and that's what He wants to give us, the treasure in heaven.
所以在哥林多前书那边告诉我们，基督成了我的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
So in 1 Corinthians it says Christ has become our wisdom, righteousness, sanctification and redemption.
我们本来是没有智慧的。
We were unwise.
神把主天的智慧赐给我们。
God gave us His heavenly wisdom.
我们本来是不义的。
We were unrighteous.
因为基督的宝血，我们可以称义。
But we are called righteous because of the precious blood of Jesus.
我们是不圣洁的。
We were unholy.
我们在基督里成了圣洁。
But we have become holy in Christ.
我们本来是该死的。
We were deemed to die.
基督成了我们的救赎。
But Christ has become a redemption.
这是我们真正的财宝，就是主耶稣，就是基督他自己，是我们的天上的财宝。
Those are our true riches. That's our Lord Jesus. He is the treasure in heaven.
这是大事。
That is a much.
地上的财宝，我们今天所有的都是别人的，都是暂时的。
What we have on this earth, what we have, are all another man's, are all transient.
这些都是小事。
Those are the least.
那圣经里面呢也有很多故事，人在这个钱财上失败了。
Many stories recorded in the Bibles, that men failed on the matter of wealth.
因为钱财的吸引力实在是太大了。
Because, the, attraction of money is so great.
我们知道在旧约里面亚干犯罪的故事。
We all know the story of, Achan, the sin of Achan.
记载在约书亚记第七章。
It's recorded in Joshua chapter 7.
因为当时约书亚带领以色列人攻打耶利哥城。
At that time, Joshua led the children of Israel to attack Ai.
神跟他们说不可取城中的财物。
God commanded them not to take the wealth in the city.
所有的金银和贵重的物品都要归耶和华。
The gold and silver all their treasures are had to be separated for the Lord.
结果亚干违背了神的命令。
But Achan disobeyed the command of God.
结果在下一场的战争里面，在爱城的战役中，他们失败了。
And the Israelites was defeated in the battle of Ai.
亚干和他的家人最后也被石头打死。
And Achan and his family were all stoned to death.
亚干不过拿了几件衣服跟一些银钱，他觉得衣服很好，灭掉可惜。
Achan just took a cloak and some other items. He thought the cloak was beautiful.
他以为谁会知道
？He was thinking no one knows.
人不知道，可是神知道。
People may not know, but God knows.
神的眼目遍察全地，我们的一思一想。一丝一举一动神都知道。
The eyes of the Lord is over all the earth. Every deed and thoughts of ours, the Lord knows.
圣经里面还有一个故事，寡妇的两个小钱。
And another story in the Bible is the widow's two mites.
寡妇只投了两个小钱。
The widow only put two mites in the treasury.
这个寡妇不只是寡妇，而且是个穷寡妇。
Not only was she a widow, she was a poor widow.
这两个小钱是她养生的一切的。
Those two mites were all her livelihood.
所以这两个小钱在寡妇的手中是蒙喜悦的。
So these two mites was is 2 miles. Please, the Lord.
这里主告诉我们，他看重的不是我们奉献多少，是不是我们奉献所有。
Our Lord does not look at how much we offer.
寡妇看这两个小钱是别人的东西，他奉献出来，在天上主为他预备了更美的祝福。
This poor widow took these 2 miles at the things of others. She offered and she received this heavenly reward.
最后在十三节，主告诉门徒们说，一个仆人不能侍奉两个主。
Lastly, in verse 13, our Lord told the disciples, "No servant can serve two masters."
这里呢，主不是说一个管家，是说一个仆人。
Here, the Lord didn't say a steward; he says servant.
我们在神的家中，我们是管家，我们更不要忘记我们是仆人。
We are stewards in the house of God, but do not forget that we are also servants.
仆人就要忠于他的主人。
A servant should be loyal to his master.
这里两个主，一个是神，一个是马门。
Here there are two masters, God and Mammon.
So, 这里告诉我们，这是一个征战。
So he tells us this is a warfare.
这个钱会夺我们的心。
Mammon, wealth will capture our heart.
我们的财宝在哪里？如果钱是我们的财宝，我们的心就在钱那里。
Where our treasure is, if our mammon is our treasure, our heart will be there also.
如果神是我们的财宝，我们的心就在神那里。
If God is our treasure and our heart is there, also.
所以今天什么是我们的财宝？
So today, what is our treasure?
圣经中也有一个故事，讲到一个人贪爱钱财。
And the scripture also records someone loved money.
其实贪爱钱财的故事在圣经里面是很多的。
There are many stories of loving lovers of money.
想到罗德。
I'm thinking about Lot.
罗德跟亚伯兰分家之后。
After Lot and Abraham divided their possessions.
罗德所选的约旦河平原的东边啊是美丽的。圣经说，如同耶和华的园子也像埃及，非常的肥沃。
The plan on the east of Jordan that Lot had chosen was very beautiful, and in the scripture it says it was like the garden of God.
约旦河东不是应许之地，河西才是应许之地。
The east of the Jordan is not the, was not the promised land; the west is.
罗德选择河东，因为河东美丽、肥沃、漂亮。
And Lot chose the east plain of Jordan because that land was beautiful and fertile.
他没有选择河西的山地，约旦河西的山地，那才是神的应许之地。
He did not choose the west mountain of Jordan because.That was the promised land of God.
他有眼目的情欲，他贪爱世界。
Because of the lust of the eyes, he loved the world.
圣经说他渐渐的东移，直到索多玛。
The scripture said he moved his tents as far as Sodom.
他不是一开始就搬到索多玛。
It's not that he pitched his tent in Sodom in the beginning.
圣经说是渐渐东移。
The scripture says gradually he moved the east.
被世界吸引是一点一点的被世界吸引。
If you are drawn by this world, it's a gradual process.
有时候我们也是不知不觉的被世界吸引了。
Oftentimes we are.And unnoticeably, we are drawn by this world.
所以主在主导文里面告诉我们，不要叫我们遇见试探。
So our Lord prayed in His prayer, lead us not into temptation.
在箴言里面也告诉我们，你们要专心仰赖耶和华，不要依靠自己的聪明。
And the scripture also tells us, look to the Lord with all your mind and do not lean on your own understanding.
感谢主，我们要常常来到神的面前，我们不要以为自己很刚强，我们没有关系。
And praise the Lord, we should be very careful. Do not think that we are strong.
我们要靠着主的恩典，在最小的事上就学习忠心。
And by the grace of the Lord, we learn how to be faithful in the least.
神才能把那更大的事托付给我们。
And God will entrust us the much.
感谢主，在这里主告诉我们不能侍奉两个主。
Here our Lord tells us we cannot serve two masters.
很有趣的，这里好像这个故事就结束了。
And interestingly, here it seems like this story has ended.
这里呢，在路加福音里面，路加就记载了六章十四节。
But then there was a verse 14.
六章十四节这么说。法利赛人是贪爱钱财的，他们听见这一切话就嗤笑耶稣。
Now the Pharisees who were lovers of money also heard all these things and they derided him.
主耶稣告诉他们说不要贪爱钱财。
Our Lord Jesus was telling them do not love money.
在这里主是在教导门徒。
The Lord was teaching the disciples.
有一个法利赛人在旁边听到了。
And a Pharisee heard that.
他就嗤笑耶稣。
And they derided him.
这里有一个 comment 就是法利赛人贪爱钱财。
There's a comment here, it says the Pharisees are lovers of money.
他的心是贪爱钱财的心。
And they have a heart of loving, of money.
当他听了主的话之后说不要贪，要敬畏神，要侍奉神，他听了他只是笑一笑。
When they heard that the Lord said, "Do not love the money, serve God," and when he heard that, he just derided him.
对神的话一点都不在乎，不当一回事。
He did not care for the word of God.
如果当我们贪爱钱财舍不得的时候，我们很多时候就像这个法利赛人。
When we love money and we are not willing to let go.And oftentimes we are just like this Pharisee.
我们听了主的话，我们就笑一笑，这我知道。
When we heard the word of the Lord, we derided him, and we thought we knew.
我们要将主的话藏在心中，免得我们得罪了我们的主。
We shall hide out the word of the Lord in our hearts, lest we sin against him.
然后在第十八节，主耶稣又讲了一句话。
And in verse 18, our Lord says,
他说还休妻另娶的就是换奸淫，娶被娶之妻的也是换奸淫。
Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery, and whoever marries her who is divorced from her husband commits adultery.
这句话跟这个比喻跟这个故事好像一点关系都没有。
It seems they had nothing to do with this parable.
其实这句话也是在告诉我们关于十三节不能侍奉两个主。
In fact, this verse is also telling us what it says in verse 13. Do not serve, we cannot serve two masters.
这里讲到休妻另娶，就是一个丈夫有两个妻子，他把妻子休掉了，又娶一个丈夫两个妻子。
Here it says, divorce one's wife and marries another. It says this husband has two wives. He divorces one and marries the other.
娶被娶之妻呢，就是一个丈夫，一个妻子被休了之后，他又嫁给另一个丈夫，就是一个妻子有两个丈夫。
Whoever marries her who is divorced from her husband, it says she has two husbands.
所以一个丈夫不能有两个妻子，一个妻子不能有两个丈夫。
So a husband cannot have two wives and a wife cannot have two husbands.
在婚姻的事上要专一，就像爱神一样。
We shall be single-minded, just like loving the Lord.
不然就是犯了奸淫。
Then it is to commit adultery.
所以我们不能同时侍奉神又侍奉马门。
We can't serve God.In the meantime, and serve mammon.
所以现在做一个总结啊。
And then we come to the summary.
主耶稣借着这个故事，就是要照明我们心中的眼睛。
Through this parable, our Lord wanted to enlighten our inner eyes.
照明心中的眼睛是保罗在以弗所书说的一句话。
Enlighten our inner eyes is what Paul says in Ephesians.
保罗在以弗所书第一章呢，那边说，求主啊，照明我们心中的眼睛。
Paul says in Ephesians chapter 1, may the Lord enlighten our inner eyes.
那我们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
So that we may know what is the hope of his calling and what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
这里说照明。
Here says enlighten.
很有意思，我们眼睛，我们心中是有眼睛的，可是因为在黑暗中眼睛是看不见的。
We have eyes inside, but we cannot see in darkness.
同样的，现在在这里，因为有光，我们可以看得见。
Similarly, because there's light here, so we can see.
没有光的时候，我们眼睛是看不见的。
We can't see without light.
是看见，是看见黑暗。
But we only see the darkness.
所以这里保罗说，求主照明我们心中的眼睛。我们的心中本来是黑暗的。求主的光进来照明我们心中的眼睛，让我们能够看见主在我们身上的作为。
Here Paul says the eyes of our understanding being enlightened. Our understanding was dark, but we asked the Lord to enlighten.
在哥罗西书也告诉我们，我们要思念天上的事，上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
In the book of Colossians, and it also says we should be mindful of the things that are above, not the things that are below.
我们求主真是常常的光照我们。
May the Lord enlighten us.
让我们思想思念上面的事。
So we are mindful of the things that are above.
上面有一个永存的帐幕为我们存留。
There is an everlasting tent reserved for us above.
我们要做一个忠心的管家。
We should be the faithful steward.
用短暂的今生来换取永远的来生。
So exchange the temporal life for the eternal life.
愿这地上别人的东西来换取那天上自己的东西，神所为我们预备的基督所有的荣耀。
To exchange the things of others for the things of our own, the eternal glory in Christ.
用地上必朽坏的财宝来换取那天上不朽坏的财宝。
To exchange the corruptible earthly treasure for the incorruptible heavenly treasure.
所以我们要单单爱主，不可侍奉两个主。
So love the Lord with all single-mindedly. Do not serve two masters.
就像诗歌所说的，不要再贪爱这世界，因为这世界毁我家。
Like the hymn said, do not love the world because the world is not our home.
最后用一个故事啊，一个消息跟做今天的总结。
I will conclude with the news.
最近有个消息说 SpaceX 啊，完成了人类史上首次由非专业的人士登上太空。
There's a news that SpaceX has successfully completed the first everprivate citizen spacewalk.
他们这些人呢，在太空漫步了大概十分钟。
Those private astronauts remain in the space for 10 minutes.
这是第一次，好呢，我们有一天是不是也可以上太空？
This is the first time. Someday we may go up to the space.
我们来仔细的想这一件事情。
If we think about this carefully,
科技呢可以带人。上太空。
Technology can take man into the space.
太空离我们很远哦。
Space is far away from us.
但科技不能带人到永恒。
But technology cannot lead us into eternity.
太空的任务再怎么伟大，都只是暂时的。
However grander the space mission is, it is transient.
4分钟就要回地球。
You still have to return after 10 minutes in the space.
我们的旅途, 我们去个地方玩, 再美丽, 有一天, 我们还是要回到家里。
And we go out for tourism, however beautiful that place is, we still have to return.
人类无论科技多发达, 多聪明, 逃不出生老病死。
However advanced or smart the technology is, the human cannot escape from the aging and death.
这些科技也无法满足我们内心的空虚。
The technology cannot satisfy our inner emptiness.
耶稣说, 人若赚得全世界赔上自己的生命, 有什么益处呢?
Jesus said, "For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul?"
新闻说, 那些上去的, 他们看到宇宙的浩瀚, 他们只有惊叹。
The news says those astronauts in the space, when they see this vastness of the universe, they were marveled.
就像有时候我们到国家公园去看到山川壮丽，我们也是会惊叹造物者的美好。We
just like we will marvel at the Creator when we see all the mountains.
所以诗篇第八篇三到四节说到：“我观看你指头所造的天，并你所陈设的月亮星宿，便说人算什么？你竟顾念它。”
So Psalm 8 says, "When I consider your heavens and the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him?
我们这么的渺小, 神却顾念我们, 爱我们, 为我们预备天上永恒的家乡, 这是一个极大的恩典。
We are so small, but God was willing to be mindful of us and care for us and love us. This is a great grace.
人上太空是个生命的震撼。
Those who went to the space, it was a shock of life for them.
就像保罗在大马色蒙主的光照, 是他生命中的一个震撼。
Just like Paul, when he was enlightened on his way to Damascus, that was a shock of life for him.
那我们愿意, 真的愿意, 让主照明我们的心中的眼睛, 看到他的旨意是何等的美好。
So may the Lord truly enlighten our eyes of our understanding so we see how good the will He is toward us.
愿神的爱今天再来激励我们, 让我们愿意单单的爱主。
May the love of God compel us today. So we
在大小事上都忠心。
So we are willing to love Him single-mindedly and be faithful in the least and the much.
让我们学习做一个智慧人。
And to learn to be the wise.
不要笑话这个世界。
Do not imitate the world.
只要心意, 心意更新而变化。
But let our mind be renewed.
查验何为神的善良, 纯全, 可喜悦的旨意。
To know what is a good, acceptable, and perfect will of God.
基督成为我们的生命, 成为我们的世界。
Let Christ be our life and our world.
这世界归我家。
This world is not our home.
叫我们不要再贪爱这世界。
Do not love the world anymore.
感谢主, 愿他的话再来光照我们。
Praise the Lord, may His word enlighten us again.
我们再把诗歌 527首 第一节跟第二节唱一遍。
We'll sing hymn 527 verse 1.
One and two.
One and two again. Yeah.